Composition students pity me in English 101. All term I gimp around, first with wires poking from beneath my sweaters and crutches, then a stayed brace in brown cane, now a flexible brace which is sweaty and itchy. I try to make light of my plodding, but their smiles hold pity. My injury has made them model students. They even take turns passing Xeroxes and collecting homework unasked. It's awkward, like the teddy bear a man from the community theater gave me on Sweetest Day when I was 16. I do my best to ignore these little gifts proffered by unsolicited emotions, and the students act too, as if they'd pick up drop chalk for any instructor. The painful days I take Valium, and they peer at me during writing exercises as if they've placed bets on when I'll topple. The Monday after spring break, I wait for the students, ready to begin a well-rehearsed discussion of revision, but I'm distracted. I'm in love, and the overhead projector whirs. Highlighting editing marks on the screen, I'm interrupted by Brianna in the front row. "Is that a new ring on your finger?" she asks, loud and enthusiastic as a nervous cheerleader. My cheeks burn, flustered. I was told not to talk about my personal life, but I'm excited and say, "Yes." Immediately, students in the first and second rows nearest the projector stand and lean, hover like bees admiring the diamonds from Kevin's grandmother's wedding ring, ooing and awing like my mother. "So what, are you getting married?" Matt asks from the back row. "Settle down," I say, and they settle into their seats. They beg for a magical happy ever after story about a young crippled woman who patiently teaches composition. They've paid attention in literature classes and want to believe in a theme of marriage plus recovery equals happiness, so they can believe everything will turn out well for themselves. And I indulge a little, joy burning my face, because don't I want to believe that too, that all my patience and hard work will pay off? Can't the pain go away? I summarize my surprise proposal in a little Appalachian cabin high in the mountains. They applaud, like it's the best thing that's ever happened to me or to them. I hold up my hand to silence their clapping, say, "Let's get back to work."